social media, and recruiting. This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 131. It's Free Coaching February, and I'm John Fugler, Athletic Scholarship Coach and the host of the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. Thanks for joining me. I'm looking forward to this month, and I'll just start right away and saying, send me your questions. We're dedicating this month to answering those questions as part of our Free Coaching February. I got a couple of kickoff questions here to start with, and one of them is about social media, and that's a hot topic. We're going to deal with that, and got some information that might be a little bit startling to you that I want to share. So we'll get to that. And first, I just got to say welcome. I mentioned I'm John Fugler. I am the CEO of Recruit Me and an athletic scholarship coach. This podcast is 15 minutes that will change your scholarship future. So I dig in and give you takeaways you can use immediately. You can find every episode on my website at recruitme.com, but it's easier on one of your favorite podcast apps. So find me there and subscribe. And then every week you'll get a notice that it comes up every Tuesday we do this. Usually every Tuesday. Last couple weeks had a glitch and then had to do it on location. On location from Europe. If you haven't listened to last week's episode, go hear what that sounds like. The topic is 5 free recruiting resources. Check that out and let me know what you think. Also want you to check out my website for the Recruiting Power Pack. Speaking of free, it's a must for every high school sports family. You get the first steps to an athletic scholarship. It's a very easy, short PDF that will launch your scholarship pursuit. Secondly, it's an audio that I recorded on when and how to use video. You just download that. And then the third thing is the player profile or resume template. You can create that most important document using the template. It's all at recruitme.com. And be sure to check out Recruitme 3.0 when you get there, recruitme.com/system to find that. I am looking forward to this. We're just coming off the Super Bowl, of course. I don't know who you were rooting for, but well, you got to admit, the best team really did win. Barely. It was close. The best team doesn't always win, as we know, and that's happened a lot in the Super Bowl. One of the things I'm reminded of, I used to be a Baltimore Colts fan. For those of you who have been around long enough to know, it wasn't always the Indianapolis Colts. It was Baltimore till they hightailed it out of town in the middle of the night and lost my fandom. They aren't my team anymore. My team that was mine after that, the San Diego Chargers, also left town. I don't know what it is about this. Anyway, I've disowned them as well. But remember the Super Bowl with Joe Namath? You see Joe yesterday in the commercial with all the star NFL players. That was an awesome commercial. But Joe Namath, a quarterback for the Jets, when they played the Colts in the 60s for Super Bowl, the Colts heavily favored. And yet Joe Namath all week long just making a pest of himself and just annoying and saying, we're going to win. We're going to beat the Colts. We're going to beat the Colts. I mean, just really talking trash about the Colts. And Joe Namath, he had a big head anyway. So everybody was going, that's not going to happen. The Colts were much better than the Jets. But the Jets won that game. I think it was 16-7. Unbelievable. What he said came true. It was probably the biggest upset still in Super Bowl history. But here we are, post-Super Bowl. I got a couple kickoff questions, as I was telling you about. My last football analogy for now, we'll pack that up and put that away. And I want to let you know there's a special edition of the Athletic Scholarship Podcast coming up either this week or next week. The title of it is Equipped for Life. Equipped for Life. And I'll have that for you, as I mentioned, either this week or next week. Let's get into the questions here. Thank you for sending yours in. If you haven't sent yours in yet, john@recruitme.com. And there's also a link in my show notes. So I think I'll start with, let's start with Mark's question. Mark McClure asked me this, a quick question. He said, when contacting a school for the first time with the intro email and profile, which is the introductory packet, which of the following is the best approach? One, it's multiple choice. Good. It's multiple choice. I can get this right. One, only send the email to the head coach. Two, Send the email to all of the coaches as a separate email to each. And third, or three, send the email to all of the coaches under the same cover, the same email. All right, so those of you in the audience now, let's see how many vote for number one, how many vote for number two, and how many vote for number three. He said the same question would apply for updates as well. We've been debating this in our house for the past week, and I thought I'd run it by you. Well, Mark, thank you for entrusting me with this question. I'm not going to give you a straight answer. I can give you a most of the time answer. Most of the time, I would just send to the head coach. Send it right to the top. Because that coach, if he's got a recruiting coach, he or she has a recruiting coach, they'll pass it along to the recruiting coach. A lot of sports, the smaller minor sports, don't. I mean, they assign somebody to recruiting, but the head coach still does recruiting on his own or her own. And that is a key player in this. And in a sport like football, especially at the D1 level, the head coach, unless it's the top tier recruit, will not do the recruiting. And they do have recruiting coaches underneath them. If you're in football, I would recommend sending it to the recruiting coach. Even if you're in a minor sport and you know who the recruiting coach is, I would recommend also sending to the recruiting coach and the head coach. Get that minor sport, recruiting coach, and head coach, or just the head coach. That's fine. But in football, send it to the recruiting coach. Perhaps it's true in basketball. It's some at some schools as well. Now, with that said, let me go into a little bit deeper here about the intro email, I'll call them rules, guidelines here. I got three guidelines for you as you pursue this. Because what Mark is talking about here, for those who aren't familiar, I talk about the introductory packet, which is the email and your profile or resume. I mentioned the profile is a freebie you get with if you go to recruitme.com, and I encourage you to pick that up. But the email and the profile is the intro packet. And here are the rules for that I'd like and guidelines I'd like to give you for an introductory email. One, keep it short. I helped somebody a couple weeks ago work on their introductory email, and it was well written. It was very well written. It was engaging, but it was just too long. And what's going to happen is as a coach reads through it, he or she's going to lose interest. Their eyes are going to stray and they're going to go on to the next one. You don't want to bore the coach. They're on a fast-paced schedule and you want to get their attention in the shortest period of time with a short email. You don't have to tell a coach everything about yourself. This is a handshake. You're introducing yourself. So keep it short. Second is you want it to be personal. Personal to the coach, personal to the school. Refer to the actual school. Call the coach by name, not just dear coach, but dear Coach Smith. And you want to play at what school? You want to compete at which university? Their university and anything else you can put in there that's personal. Third is you want it to be memorable. You want it to be memorable. This short email should have a couple memorable items in there that coach will say, huh, I want to check out this athlete further. What could be in there that's memorable? You don't have to pile on the statistics or the accomplishments, but maybe one thing that is memorable, all right? Now, I want to talk a little bit about calling coaches as well. Mark, you asked this question, and I'm getting a little bit deeper, but I feel this is all necessary as we talk about how to make this most effective. I'd like to talk to you about the sandwich approach. It's harder and harder these days to get coaches' attention and get their response, and you want to stand out above the others. That's why you want to have something in there that's memorable. But the sandwich approach is this. First, I would recommend calling the coach. You're probably not going to get them on the phone. You're going to get their voicemail. Say, Coach so-and-so, this is John Fugler. I really want to compete at Indiana on your team in a couple of years. And so what I'm doing is I'm sending an email with my information. It's my introductory packet. So please look for it. I'll be sending it out in the next 24 hours. And then in the next 24 hours, you send out that email and player profile. And then a week later, call the coach, or even less than a week later. Hey, Coach Smith, it's John Fugler again. I called you a few days ago, and I want you to know that I sent my email with my information, and I just want to make sure you got it. I know a lot of things get caught in junk mail, but I just want to make sure that you got that. I'm really interested in competing in Indiana, so I look forward to hearing back from you. That's all you have to do. If you get the coach live on the phone, that's awesome too, and you can have a conversation. Well, that's more than you wanted to hear, Mark, but hopefully that's helpful as we talk about this. That first impression is so key, and you want to do it right. And those are some things you can do to do it right. I'm running out of time. I know I'm going to go over on this, but this next topic is extremely important. It's a real hot topic. It's about social media, as I mentioned at the top of the show. This comes from Michael Mix. He says, social media and recruiting. Is having the athlete's social media accounts set to private make the coaches suspicious or leery? Interesting question. I've never been asked that question before. However, I am sure that you as a parent don't want your son or daughter to have their social media account public to everybody, period. And that's the most important thing, is their safety. And you, I think, as a parent, want to protect their privacy. Therefore, if a coach wants to see your son or daughter's Facebook account or Twitter post, they can see some of them. They can see some of them anyway, just by looking. They can then go and request, if they're being recruited, then the coach can request to be friended so they can see all the social media posts. And that's the way I would recommend it. You want to wait till that relationship is there, and then have your son or daughter give permission. I don't think coaches are suspicious or leery if the accounts are private. No, not at all. They understand that. With that said, I want to share an article I read on ESPN about social media that is really important, because you can make or break it for yourself, athlete, based on your social media and your posts and even your friends. And this article spells it out so well, because coaches can see, even if you think it's private, they'll see some of the things. They can do Google searches on you, and they can find out more than you think they can, and it's important to them. Here's what the article says. For one reason or another, many recruits forget their friends aren't the only ones with access to their accounts. Coaches can easily see what recruits post, retweet, favorite, like, and share. And in many cases, they can also see what a prospect's inner circle of friends is doing. This past September, SMU defensive coordinator Van Malone tweeted a redacted dossier on one of the Mustangs' commitments that provided an example of how deep some schools go with their social media monitoring. So they're charting it out here. Many recruiters say their school doesn't go to the same extreme as SMU does, but if recruits think somebody is not watching their every move, they're greatly mistaken. And it has a picture of what this dossier or this one sheet looks like, and it has an update on the prospect's Twitter posts and the observations, updated as of September 14th, that says, language and inappropriate videos or language in his retweets. Second bullet point, encouraging tweets between him and friends for a teammate who still hasn't received an offer. Retreated multiple tweets which mentioned him in a rival's interview talking about his game and SMU visit. Multiple tweets about his game. He thanks God and exchanges thanks and congratulations with teammates and friends. So as you can see, they're not just writing up the good things or the bad things, it's the good and bad. They're just making observations. The article goes on to say, every single school does it, Oregon State player personnel and on-campus visiting recruiter Derek Ray said. You have to, especially since you're investing almost $500,000 in a player's development over a 4 or 5 year period. No matter how the monitoring takes place, it's clear somebody is watching, and the picture they see is not always pretty. There are numerous examples of recruits having scholarships pulled are completely dropped because of social media entanglements. It's very, very gray, Ray said. I think that's something that makes this whole social media world with recruiting so fascinating, but also scary. What might be a red flag for us at Oregon State might not be a red flag for somebody else at a different school. Gunderson said he believes the line of what is and what isn't acceptable hasn't been defined yet, mainly because everything is moving at warp speed. Wow. So it's, I'll put a link to this article in my show notes. Article's a couple years old, but that, all this is relevant. And I wanted to share that with you, since you asked about social media. And you could say a whole lot more about that. Well, we're it for the first episode of our series on Free Coaching February. And you are the one who's going to make it possible next week by submitting your question to John at recruitme.com. I look forward to having you send that to me. And I may not have the answer. If not, I'll find the answer for you, okay? If you have other opinions on answers on the questions that I answered today, feel free to go ahead and shoot me an email. We'll make a dialogue of this, and I'll give your input on the show as well. So let's talk about it during this month, Free Coaching February. And before we go, I'll leave you with the playbook tip of the week from the Athletic Scholarship Playbook. Few high school coaches or guidance counselors have the time or expertise to take charge of your recruiting process. You need to own it and do it. That comes from the Athletic Scholarship Playbook. You can find it on Amazon in Audible, print, and as a Kindle ebook. That's it for this week. I'll talk to you next week.